Okay, we're starting with the Gemara on. Thank you so much. I think it's Monday. He doesn't join us on Monday, so we'll start with the Gemara on Chaf Vavim and Beis. Probably spend a few days with this and the various permutations. The case of Evan Munachas Becheka. We volunteer just to read a little bit, maybe the first few lines. Someone that hasn't read in a while?
I don't think I've read in a while, so I think I can.
You've read that. You've read recently. Someone hasn't read quite that recently.
Glenn hasn't read in a while. I don't remember.
Good. Daniel, are you going to try? Good.
Rabbi says you have a case where you had like a stone's place on your
right
for Indian Shabbos. It has to be more
because it's not malachas. That's right. Regarding Shabbos, in order for me to be mechayev you for malacha that you did on Shabbos, that malacha, that act, has to rise to the level of malachas machshavas. If it's not malachas machshavas, then you're not chayev for that.
You said it's not malachas machshavas, Rashi?
No, you have to know a little bit about what malachas machshavas is to understand that this is not malachas machshavas. What happened here? What's the case? Well, let's back up. Let's go through each one of the clauses here. So Rabbah says you have a case where there's Evan munachas lo b'cheiko.
Just sitting in his lap.
You have a rock that's on this fellow's lap. And he doesn't know that it's there. He's not aware of it. He doesn't realize that it's there. He gets up. And the stone fell off. Now, if the stone just fell off, obviously there'd be nothing else to speak about. The Gemara is leaving out the consequence of his getting up, but the implication is certainly that the rock did some damage. Now, it either damaged something in terms of Nezikin, broke a Keli, or maybe in terms of Chavola, maybe it fell on someone and broke his foot, maybe it killed someone, maybe you also violated Shabbos somehow when you got up, maybe you fell from one Rosh to the other, right? Maybe it caused another Malacha to take place, whatever it is, this rock didn't just fall off your lap. It fell off your lap and
did something.
Brought about some consequence, which had you done it in a willful, intentional way, would have carried with it certain violations. So the Gemara says, "Linyan is Zikin." What's that? It's the first cause.
First Ruby Goldberg machine.
Right, exactly. It's the prime mover in some Rube Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
Rube Goldberg.
I remember that.
YouTube like long contraption. The Tom and Jerry.
Go over like the mousetrap. You know how to build a better mousetrap. That came, you do this and this and this, and then the shoe hits that, and the thing falls down. And those things were called Rube Goldberg. Rube Goldberg, I think, was a cartoonist or a drawer or something.
So that is how you
right?
pronounce Rube. Not Ruby, but Rube.
I think Rube,
Rube
yeah.
Good. That's what I
right.
As well.
So and he would make these drawings, very complicated drawings. Had to do something relatively simple. You know, a lot of different steps to basically pour your cereal. Instead of pouring your cereal this way, well, if you just light a candle over here and you wait for the string to melt, and this, you know. Right? Okay. So, getting back to the Gemara, what's the case regarding the Zikin? Let's say the stone fell and caused some type of hezek. Yichayev Yipater. Yichayev. Is that surprising to anyone?
No.
Not surprising, because what's the rule?
Adam
Olam. We discussed that previously. Okay, good. So that we'll flesh out further in a moment. What about Dalad Varim? That you pot it from. Why? What's the rule regarding Dal Dvarim? You need to do it in the manner of Mezid or Karav Mezid. I'm not Chayev for Tsar, Ripoy, Shevis, or Boshas, unless the act that I did, as Rashi says on the previous Omid, take a look, the last Rashi on the previous Omid, Nezek in Arba Dvarim Lo, says Rashi, Delomachayev, Arba Dvarim Ella, O Mezid, O Karav Mezid. You're not chayef and dal dvarim unless you caused the damage in such a way that it was mezid or karla mezid. Dumya dechi yirivun anashim. It has to fit within the dictates of that pasuk. Dechi yirivun anashim. Why? Dechi yirivun anashim. Why? Dehasam ksiv ripoy v'shavas. And in that context, that's what the Torah talks about, ripoy and shavas. All right. So again, we have two things that the Gemara has discussed already. Nezikin, Yichayev. Dal Dvarim, not Mezid, Potter. Why Yichayev and Nezikin? Well, because the Mishnah says that Yichayev and Nezikin, Bein Baones, Bein Shogeg, Bein Yashen, Bein Air. So that I don't have any problems with. Next. What about Shabbos? Let's say you caused the Malacha to take place when the stone fell off your lap. What's the rule over there? So, Inyan Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas, Asr Torah. Now the question, and therefore what? So if we understand what Malachas Machshavas means, we understand what the Gemara is saying. What's Malachas Machshavas?
So I mean, I guess in the most basic form, it's just that you understand what you're doing.
Okay, I mean you have to do something willfully, intentionally, and it has to be essentially the same act that was done in the Mishkan.
Yeah.
Has to be done the same way that was done in the Mishkan. Now, that's a little bit more advanced, but the basic idea is that the malach has to be done. It's done willfully, intentionally, with the intent to bring about that result. So we gave examples before. The case of Dover Shein Miskaving fails the Malach Machshavas test. That's not Malach Machshavas. Sikresha is. Well, there, you're doing it in such a way that the consequence is not inevitable. So I can't say I'm doing this act for that consequence.
Yeah, it's there. The action is there, but you don't have the...
What we're saying is really this action is not an action of malacha. And I chop off the head of the chicken and say that's a head. Even though I want it for another purpose, mm-hmm. I can't say that I'm doing it for another purpose.
That's a case of psychration?
That's psychration. That's the classic case of psychration.
Can you play it? Don't you play there?
Well, that's a separate question. Whether we say psikresha or the lonichale is still a problem or not.
But that's
a separate, further distinction within the world of psikresha.
Can you give another example of psikresha?
Yeah, psikresha. I open up the refrigerator door and I know the light's going to go on. That's psikresha.
So what's the case of
I do. I chop the chicken's
head off. I know that he's good.
Yeah, right, I can't say. I just want to give my kid the head of the chicken to play with. I don't want it to die. I can't say that. Because psikresha, the Gemara says psikresha is a little yomless. You think you're going to chop the head of the chicken off, it's not going to die? Of course not. That's inevitable consequence. So, because it's inevitable, I say you had kavanah for that. You had intent for that. But Dovah Shem Miskaving, since it doesn't have to happen, Dovah Shem Miskaving means it doesn't have to happen. I'm walking on the grass, it could rip, it could not rip.
Well, because you know it's going to turn off.
Until it's a psik ratio, I don't say that you're actively doing the malacha of kotzer.
So if I was dragging the bench, that would
be... Well, then again, it depends on the circumstances. If you're dragging in on the... Such, and it's a heavy bench, and it's going to rip it out. That's psikresha. If it's not, again, it could depend.
All
right, that's all. It's all a separate question. So unless you have
work directly, like
guys back there,
okay. Okay. So let's get back to the Gemara. So now, since this is not a case of Malach Machshavas, I didn't intentionally do an action in such a way that the rock had to cause malacha. Therefore, I can't call it Malach Machshavas, and therefore, I'm potter from any resulting malacha on Shabbos. All right. Next, Linyan Golos. What does it mean, Linyan Golos?
Something that would make you...
What would have had to happen to even ask this question? I had to have killed someone. So I killed someone, but it was Meshogeg. I killed someone, but it was Meshogeg. So am I chai for that or not?
According to your potter.
First of all, when I go to Golos, only if I kill the Shogeg. So this is maybe a case of Shogeg. What does Rashi say? Why am I putting in this case?
What does that mean? That we're not necessarily dealing with a case of Shogeg. Hecha. What's Hecha?
Where?
Okay, so I'm reading it wrong.
No, you're not reading it wrong. Just
Hecha de Havale Yedia. Okay, fine.
So in order to be Chayav Golos, what do you need? You need a situation of
Shkaga.
What do you need in order to say that you did something b'shkaga? You need to be involved in an activity to say, whoa, that was an accident. I didn't mean for that to happen. All right, I was trimming my hedges. I didn't mean to chop this guy's tree off. I just meant to cut my tree off. I didn't mean to go too far and cut his tree off. I knew what I was doing. Then I could say, oh, that was an accident. But over here, what's Rashi saying? Can't even what?
he didn't have any.
He didn't cause an accident. It's not an accident. He's totally unaware. That's more removed than an accident.
So Misa, so what would be Misa? It's not even Shogeg. So why?
So he has these potter from Golos. The Gol Adam can't get him, and he doesn't go to Golos. Okay.
He said you could be next door.
Okay. So what's next? Linyan Shabbos Yimelach Mashavas. Linyan Golos Yipater. Linyan Eved. All right, so let's stop here for the moment. There's a lot to talk about even before we get past this. Does anyone have a question about the rule over here regarding this fellow, his rock, and the nezek that he causes? Let's go back to what we discussed previously. What would you call this event? Is this... You would say this is Pshia?
No, not Pshia. I thought it was where he...
He doesn't know about it. We're talking about this case.
No, Namuki Yosef.
Oh, Namuki Yosef. Yeah, okay, now you're getting fancy. I'm going to ask a simple question. It sounds like a case of Onus Goma, right? He doesn't know there's a rock here. How's he supposed to know? He goes to sleep,
right?
Wakes up, there's a rock on his lap. He didn't know about it. Maybe he fell asleep underneath a...
Avalanche.
I don't know. Yeah, on a slope, on a mountain, and a rock fell on his lap. Or I get a case of a raven. Raven was carrying a rock and dropped it on his lap. A rock that's big enough to cause damage, but a rock that didn't know about. Yeah, let's say it was a coconut. Maybe a coconut fell on his lap. He's a heavy sleeper. The coconut fell on his lap. He didn't know about it. He got up, and the coconut fell off the balcony. He's on his second story. He gets up, all of a sudden... shoots the coconut off his chest when he stands up, and it falls down and hits someone. What are you going to say? That's you're going to call him Koshea? Right? So let's go back to our two models of Onus. According to the Ramban, does this make good sense? That you're chayiv here? Yes or no? According to Ramban, you're chayiv here from the Zikin.
Oh, everyone's
I understand. I'm saying, let's go back to the two schools of thought that we discussed. Why? Because what does the Ramban hold?
Yeah, the other guy had to do something.
The Ramban holds that you're chayiv even for onus gamur, unless pshia. Right. Unless there's pshia on the part of the nizah. Unless there's someone else who's contributorily negligent, unless there's a pshia on the part of the nizah, you, Mr. Mazik, are chayiv, ademur la'olam, even if what? Even if it's onus gamur. Okay, that's fine. That fits very nicely over here. What about the Bali Tosos? What was the sheet of the Bali Tosos? That you're chayev for Nezikin, and you put the phone as Gamor, and you put it for what? Ones Kain Geneva. But when it comes to Ones Kain Aveda, therefore we say already that's a little bit closer to Shia, and you might be chayev for that. Everyone has to say that the olam. Now the question is, what happens when it comes to onus? So it depends. According to Ramban, nothing happens when it comes to onus. You're still chayiv. You're still in the gather of adam muad la'olam, right? Unless there's pshi on the part of the nizak. So here, there's no pshi on the part of the nizak. The guy's minding his own business. He's walking on the sidewalk. He's not kosheya. What are you going to say? He has to wear a hard hat. He has to do something to protect himself. Right, he shouldn't walk anywhere where there are people. That's not called Pshia. But if you learn like Tosos, what should be the result over here? You should be Potter, right? Isn't this Onus Kain of Kain Geneva? The guy didn't know about it. He fell asleep and he wakes up and there's a rock in his lap when he's sleeping. How is he supposed to know about it? Isn't that the highest form of Onus? Isn't that close to Onus Gomor, if not Onus Gomor? So why should you be chayiv over here?
When you wake up and there's a rock in your lap, should you feel it?
You should feel it. What do you mean?
There's a weight on you.
No, not always. Depends how heavy it is. It's obviously the case. The guy got up and didn't realize it was him. And that's the metzius of the case. He got up not knowing it was there and it fell off his lap. So how am I being mechayiv this fellow, according to Tosos? So what must you say? So that somehow this is not Onus Kain Geneva. How could it not be Onus Kain Geneva?
Well,
oh, you mean how is it possible?
Yeah, how is it possible? I mean,
so there
how
has
you
to be some level, there has to be some level of Shia.
You have to say that he did something not right.
Well,
he, check
was, he was in a place where this is common, maybe.
Oh, if that's the case.
Mining
right.
If
that's
common, if you go to see. Maybe it's a hurt.
Okay. If that's the case.
Got a rock.
Right.
Somewhere where he should have known.
Okay. So that would be a very specific case. Apparently. That would be case specific. That could be case specific. You're right. If a guy goes to sleep underneath a crab apple tree, let's say, and it's common for crab apples to fall constantly while he's sleeping there, or acorn, you know, what are they, oak tree? Acorns are falling, and when you get up, it's not uncommon to have those things on your person, and you get up, and you should know that they're there. Right? So that's yeah, that would be a form of shia.
You put yourself in a position where...
Right, that's what God is saying. You were negligent because it's something that you should have known about.
So you're saying this for a while.
That would make sense according to Tosos. That would be no problem, but that's going to only apply in certain cases. This seems to be a more general rule. Let's take a look at the Nemukah Yosef. Nemukah Yosef doesn't frame this question in the context of Ramban versus Tosos, but Nemukah Yosef is clearly concerned with what is the Machayev over here.
He say that he should have known that.
You have to say something. You have to say that in some level he...
But that's the Pshia, that he should have known.
Should have
that,
known what?
That something would have happened.
Well, why? Why do you say that?
Because of the situation he put himself
no.
in.
No, it's not based on the situation.
Check something on your lap. That's what Yosef says.
Look at Yosef says, let's see it inside.
Wait.
He also says...
Yeah, we shouldn't be misled by saying, well, that Tosus appears in a different place, so therefore that when we turn to Almud, it doesn't have to make sense here
he
anymore.
He still has to hold to his position.
Tosus has to be consistent. That's what Tosus would say over here. The question is, why would Tosus say that?
If it's a different case.
I'm sorry?
What they can do is see if the case is different between those.
Yeah, that's one possibility. That's like Glenn is saying, well, maybe this case is a specific, unique case. But the Gemara doesn't say anything like that. The Gemara doesn't say he went to sleep under an apple tree. But you're right about that. Let's take a look at Mukhi Yosef. Mukhi Yosef is Daf Yir Aleph Amid Beis in the Dape Harif. Yir Aleph Amid Beis in the Dape Harif.
The Inyan Nezikin Chayim?
Yes. It's three lines down, well, starting at the end of the second line down, in the widest lines at the top of the page. Mukhi Yosef. Le Inyan Nezikin Chayim. Le Inyan Nezikin Chayim. Daniel, you want to read it for us?
Sure.
Right, that which we have a riboy to include ones kiratzon. Again, it's three lines down from the top of the page, basically. Mukhi Yosef is where the ran would normally be.
Why is there a test there?
Why is there a test?
Yeah.
Where's the test?
Well, what do you have, some kind of fancy gemara?
A tarbi.
Oh, between the
aleph
and the rabi?
Yeah. I have aleph, ted.
Eat rabi?
Yeah, it's Rabbi.
Yeah.
I mean, do you mean a talk?
Yeah, he meant a talk. I'm sorry. That's
what
I meant.
Yeah, so that was a little misleading.
Yeah. Especially when you don't know your alphabet.
Tahoe, it's Rabbi, Ones Kiratso. That which we have a reboy which includes Ones Kiratso regarding Mazik, regarding Hezek. Kidib pi rashnu le'el, like we explained above. Oh, that doesn't apply to Ones Gomor.
Right.
Doesn't apply to Ones Gomor. So maybe you'll tell me, oh, he's chayiv because Ones and Ratzon is the same thing. Well, the Mukhi says that's not going to explain this case because that's only by Ones. That's not Ones Gomor. But this would appear to be some form of Ones Gomor. So now he's trying to explain how this case could still come out with that result. How so?
Even if
which would seem to be what? That would be Ones Gomor. What do you want from the guy? He went to sleep, he did everything proper, right? Let's think about it. A guy who hits someone else in his sleep when the other guy came in the middle of his sleep, he's potter from that. Right? What do you want from him? He was careful. He cleared out a way. He cleared out a path. He went to sleep. Nothing around him. And then something happens while he's sleeping. He says he's potter. Because what do you want from him? So now, instead of it being a person that came next to him, this rock fell on his lap.
Casey has got where he got out. He did something. He did an act that he should have been aware of. Casey was sleeping as he was sleeping. So
he did the act.
When he rolled over, he was sleeping.
But he never knew the rock wasn't. You're right. But still, he never knew about the presence of the rock. You're right. They're not 100% the same because here you did something. Oh, okay. So that's what Miguel said. What does he say? Therefore, you call Mako. What's that?
I start my day.
Exactly.
Then I get out of bed.
Apparently, we maintain that he is required, that a person is required to do what? I'm sorry? Well, go read it. To be concerned with.
Oh, to be concerned.
To be concerned about, to be choshesh for. Shema, perhaps.
Something was put on.
Eza davar heniach b'cheiko.
With the
in his lap.
Yeah.
So let's try to understand.
It's a really hard line.
And he forgot that it was placed there beforehand.
One second. Let's take it slow. The Muki Yosef is introducing what over here? He's saying exactly. He's saying this is not onus. This is onus. This is Shia. Why? Because there's a standard of care. There's a standard of care that we never knew about before. What's the standard of care?
You always have to be cognizant of the
fact that when a person gets up in the morning, gets up from a sleep, he has to be concerned with what? This is very important because there's another chiddush here. That what? No, no, he doesn't say that. That's unreasonable. That's right.
That he put what? Something on himself, went to sleep, and then...
Shema is a dover heiniach b'cheiko. Maybe he put something and he forgot about it.
In his sleep? Or
no.
Before he went to sleep?
Maybe
he was... you're reading a book, you fall asleep. And
well,
heiniach
means you placed it. Maybe you
were
holding something.
At some point, you hit the snooze button and you don't realize that you hit the snooze button or something like that. You're in a state where you just weren't aware of what was going on.
Like you're reading before you go to sleep. You have your book in your lap. You go to sleep. Then you wake up.
Or you hold whatever. The case is you take a nap while you're holding something. It's not uncommon. And I'm just rest for a few minutes. And he's holding something.
Placing a baseball.
If you did it while you were sleeping, you grabbed something while you were sleeping, because that's totally honest. That's totally honest.
Well,
he's saying this is not.
You shouldn't be sleeping near things, right?
Yeah, why can't you say
you're not allowed to sleep near things. That's correct.
So why can't that be that what he's telling us? In other words, why? We're saying that the chiddush is that before he went to sleep, he grabbed something, so he should know you shouldn't go to sleep. Well, that's not.
Well,
he forgot. Right, he's not going to remember when he's sleeping if he put something on his lap or not. That's
what
he's saying.
You could also say like maybe he forgot that he went to sleep in a place that's full of objects.
Is it a new case?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're saying. I'm trying to understand what everyone's saying. Does anyone understand what the Muki Yosef is saying?
Yeah.
There's a standard of care. What's a standard of care? When a person gets up from a nap, he has to check. Why must he check? He has to check because a person may have left something in his bosom and then woken up and forgotten about it. But one second, what do you see from here? You see that even where the damage results from something that you didn't put there,
you were supposed to have checked because you...
That's right.
It's like
what?
It was there.
So what? That's a case of where he didn't put that in there?
Right.
That's right. Because what's the standard of care that a person has to exercise?
You always have to make sure you didn't put something
that's right.
Yourself.
So since you didn't exercise that standard of care, now you're negligent. Either thing that came, that was there was not something that you held and forgot about. It caused damage. Doesn't matter. You would have found that had you done your due diligence. You didn't do what was required. It's true. This thing happens to be a thing that you did not put there.
Nevertheless, you'd be
chayiv. Why? For violating the proper standard of care. It's a big chiddush that he said.
Vishachicha.
And if you got it,
he said this is the general rule. This is why you'd be chayiv.
Yeah, but you're saying he's also telling us that when you're sleeping and you wake up, you have an obligation to check your body because maybe someone came by or something fell in your lap.
You have to do it because of this.
No, that's not why you have to check. Exactly. You don't have to check for that reason. You have to check because of this. Because maybe when you went to sleep, you were holding something, you just forgot about it. I'm saying, if you look at the Gemara's case where he's commenting on, the case of the Gemara's case is... Now, I guess, unless he's learning the pshat different, the Lohikir Ba sounds like He didn't know about it. Didn't know about it.
Meaning that he had no clue. Someone came by, put it on his lap.
That's right. That's right.
So Nuke changes the facts.
He's not changing the fact. What I believe he's doing is he's saying, you have a chiyuv to check every time you get up.
Because of this case.
Because of this. Because of this. Because of what's not stated in the Gemara. Because it's common for a person to go to sleep holding something and to forget about it. Since that's common, now that's a standard of care that we require of you. Check when you get up. Maybe you forgot something. Now, once I require that standard of checking, even where the item got there through some other means, you would have found it. You would have found that item had you done what you're supposed to do. And now, since you didn't do that, and that's it, you're chayav. Oh, this rock you didn't know about? Yeah, but had you done what you were supposed to do and checked for things that you may have forgotten, you would have found it. You know, it's like Lahavdil, in secular law, you have this idea of inevitable discovery. If in criminal law, you get something through non-legal procedural means. You get evidence against a certain criminal through methods that violate the criminal's rights. You got without a warrant. Or you got some other way, right? So there's an idea called inevitable discovery. Inevitable discovery means through some other way you would have gotten it legally. I know it's in plain sight, whatever it is, you would have found it out. You would have gotten it anyway. So if you would have gotten it anyway, you can't tell me, well, I happen to have gotten it through illicit means. Yeah, I just sped it up, but I would have gotten it anyway. So that's sort of what he's saying over here. In other words, you can't tell me that since I didn't know about it, that I'm putter, because had you done what you were supposed to have done, you would have gotten it anyway. You would have found it. So you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Therefore, I don't care how this got here. You did not exercise proper standard of care. Essentially, what we're saying is that this resulted from your lack of care. Right? Essentially, that's what we're saying. That's right. That's right. Very high standard of care. No, he's not saying that. He's not saying you have to check because maybe someone came along. He's saying you have to check because it's normal for you to leave things in your lap.
So since you didn't do the proper check to make sure you didn't leave anything there, the fact that someone else puts
you missed
on,
you missed someone else's thing
because right.
You didn't do the self check.
That's right. That's right.
Where is he saying? Where is he finding that supposed this is shot?
What do you mean?
Lohikr
b'me'olam. He never knew about this.
Okay.
He never knew about this. So say it's Onis Gomor. Oh, why not? Mikol makom ki kai I boile lemecha shema eza davar hiniach b'cheikah v'shachachah v'shema yipol. He was required to check because maybe he had something that he held on to and forgot, and now it's going to fall. So since he has to check for that, you can't say it's Onis Gomor when there's something that he never knew about. Because he was duty bound to find this.
He knew beforehand also that he had this, so therefore it can't.
No.
That's his chiddush. His chiddush is that even where you had no way of knowing that this thing was deposited in your lap, you had no way of knowing it. When you ultimately use, and I'm using that term advisedly, right? When you use that thing to cause damage, you're chayiv. You know why you're chayiv? Because you should have found it. You were duty bound to find it. Why? Not because I have to suspect that people are strange and might deposit rocks in my lap, or that birds are flying overhead and putting things. No, that's not what I'm supposed to expect. But I am supposed to be choshesh that maybe I forgot something. That's what's common. It is a big chiddush. I mean, it's a big chiddush. But when you think about it, it's not crazy. If you assume that there is such a standard of care that you have to exercise, then once you violate that, any damage that comes about because of failure to do so is your damage, your problem.
Are you supposed to wake up like a lion?
What does that mean?
I've never seen a lion.
It means no. It doesn't mean you're supposed to roar.
You're supposed to get up with a gusto.
Yiskabra Adam Ka'ari Baboker means La'avoda Sabore. La'avoda Sabore.
Like making sure I'm not.
It means you should wake up with a.
Spring out of
with
bed.
A bren. You know, wake up with a desire to do the bidding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to growl. What's that?
No, no, no.
You have an analogy.
Yeah, like, for example, if you're using a bandsaw, there are certain procedures you have to go through, checks you go through to make sure that there are no, like, sawdust stuff stuck in a bandsaw.
What kind of saw?
It's the type of saw. It's like
you go into the shop. You say you go into the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So there are certain procedures you're supposed to go through. Now,
right.
Most of the time, you don't need to do those procedures anyway, and nothing bad's going to happen.
Right.
But here, it's like saying, you know, had someone come and put a pebble into that thing and it would cause a whole disaster, if you had gone through the procedures like you normally would have done,
right,
then you would have caught that pebble, even though you had nothing to do with that pebble.
Right.
So you get into your car, you're supposed to check all your mirrors.
Check what?
All your mirrors.
Another analogy?
In case someone might have changed them.
I don't know.
Car,
are you joking around?
No, seriously. That's like, you're supposed to, like, check that your
okay.
side views, your rear view.
Yeah, so what you got to check, you know, you're going to check your doorknobs. Also, what if I'm sleeping in my house by myself and there's... I have a close up, but no one is in around me.
It's not because of the other people. It's because of you. We're not worried about. We're not worried about maybe someone else came along.
I don't sleepwalk. We're not talking about sleepwalk.
No, we're not talking about. We're talking about the norm. He's posing a certain norm. He's posing a norm, and he's saying that it's not. It's normal enough that people fall asleep holding things. That they have to be careful when they wake up to look around and say, did I fall asleep with someone?
Why is it checked there if he's the only person in his house?
All he has to do is just stop sleeping. Oh,
you're asking if in your house you have to do that?
Well, then...
Oh, it could be not. You're right. It's only your stuff that's going to get
broken. Yeah, that's going to be like our other case
right.
where it's not your fault that the guy came after you were asleep. Why is he putting pots there?
This is based on a case where
it's false.
You're in a place where you might damage someone else.
Right. You see that. You see people, they're holding books. Right, and they cash the book. So not uncommon. No, but I will say this: even in your house, it could be that you still have to be choshesh. You know, I'm just saying, like for the other thing.
Wouldn't that case?
Let's say you have someone else's vase in your house, and you cause magic to someone. I'm just saying, you know, I could see other cases even in your own home where you're gonna be blamed for not having exercised this
otherwise
standard
the issue
of care,
is the other
or Shabbos, or the malachos and Shabbos. No, I didn't see anyone else deal with this question.
Female.
I mean,
this is female.
What's that?
A female tiger killed
her mate. No, because
killed
the man.
Because? Because she thought he was spending too much time with another female.
I thought he's supposed to do. Oh,
okay.
Right.
Okay, one
they
second.
They don't suffocate their prey. They snap their spinal cord.
So I'll say it's interesting. Glenn asked, did the other Rishonim deal with this? So I saw something in the Mincha Shlomo, that's where Shlomo Zalman's Shiurim on... Shlomo Zalman Orbach, sorry. Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Yeah, I'm not aware of this publication on other Masechtos, but at least on Bava Kamma, I'm guessing there are, but at least on Bava Kamma there are two volumes, or maybe even three, I'm in possession of two of them, on Bava Kamma. So on this Gemara, he has the following Ha'ora. So he says, L'cha'orim muchach keshitat Ramban. It seems that the Ramban must be correct. Why? Because this Gemara fits best with the Ramban's position. The Gamba Onas Gomer Adam Chaya. Ach Lashitos HaTosos Reish Perek HaMeiniach the Tosos that we refer to. The Sfirle the Rakba Onas Kein Aveda Hu Chayev Tzarech Lomar the Sfirle the Gamze Lohavi El Onas Kein Aveda. You have to say that Tosos will say about this Gemara that it's not Onas Kein Geneva but it's Onas Kein Aveda. And on his own he doesn't quote this Nimuke Yosef. On his own, he just says she'odam tsarich la'ayin ba'atzmo kodam shiyakum v'hu chiddush. He doesn't say. He says that's a chiddush. He's attributing it to Tosos. He's saying this would be a big chiddush for Tosos to have to say this, that a person has a chiyuv to look himself over before he gets up. Now I don't know why he doesn't quote Nimuke Yosef, but he says about this suggestion that this is what Tosos does. That's a big chiddush. So all we're saying is that the Nimuke Yosef holds this way clearly. This is the way he understands it, and it is a big chiddush. But apparently, you can learn Tosos as being in line with this Nimuke Yosef. Chiddush is a novel approach. A novel approach.
Rofe, the Amar Lo.
Rabo.
Right. Rabo Rofe, the Amar Lo. Kachol Eini Visima. He says, I color my eye.
He tells him, listen, do me a favor, put mascara on my eye.
And he blinds him.
And instead, no, it doesn't mean
he knocks his eye.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. Sima. He made him Sama. He made him a Suma. He made him blind.
Right. Chaturli Shani,
right.
Hapilo.
What did
it
say then?
Like scrape my
right.
Teeth.
I don't know exactly what the procedure was, but
like
some
dentist,
type of dental procedure. Yeah,
right.
Scrape my tooth.
And knocks out a tooth.
And instead, the whole tooth comes out.
Sikhuk Ba'adam Yasa Dechev. It's like he
Like he was joking around with it. He like.
I don't know if it's a joke. It sounds like he figured out a way to get out. He figured out a had a chop.
You know? Tricked him.
So he was your guy. He said, "Listen, if I do this, you know, he's gonna mess up and I'll get out." And that's what he did. He said, "I'm willing to risk an eye to get out. I can't stand this anymore. Right? I can't stand a tooth. This tooth I could do without it. I'll sacrifice a tooth and I'll get out." Because he knocked out his tooth, knocked out his eye.
Get out, man.
Get out of the avdus.
Like bondage.
Get out of the bondage. Get out of the servitude. Okay.
Start with an
evet.
Yeah. Okay.
Rishu ben Gamliel Omer v'shdi chaso ashis kavin le'shachto. So if it to destroy, meaning the word so look at the pasuk like means to destroy, right?
Yes. You're saying it has to be. What's that?
He has to have kavanah to destroy.
Yes.
He has to have kavanah to destroy. Yeah.
So saying it's an intentional thing.
Right.
Now, no, stop. This is I want to dwell on this for a minute. Go ahead. This point. Hikir ba, new case now. Hikir ba, he knew about it.
Hikir ba v'shachcha.
He knew the stone was on his lot. He put it there, or he was aware of it at some point. And then v'shachcha, that's a new case.
Then you forgot.
That's a new case. The first case was he never knew about it.
That's what I thought the Nimuka Yosef was doing with this case.
No, it's a different case.
Because Nimuka Yosef used the word v'shachcha in the end of the.
Yeah, Shema, he says, Shema just means you'll forget about
maybe
it.
Maybe you forgot, right?
Maybe you forgot about it. So maybe you put it there and you forgot about it.
Right.
This is a case.
Well, you knew you put it there.
This case, you put it there and you forgot about it. Right? But there he's talking about a different case. Now, what does he say about, what does the Gemara say about this case? Okay, good.
So he's saying, in this case, in regards to Zikin, you be chayiv. In regards to Arba Devarim, you're potter.
Wow, so why you potter from Dalat Devarim?
Because it wasn't Pemezid or Karbala.
It wasn't Pemezid, good, or Karbala Mezid. What about Nezikin?
I'm ready.
Right, what does the Gemara say is the reason why you chayiv for Nezikin over here? What does the Gemara say is the reason why you chayiv for Nezikin over here?
Why are you chayiv nezikin?
God, was it Larny being Hoshea? You put it in your lap and forgot it's there.
Look at Rashi. Linyan dal dvarim potter. Dafagav the hikirba, even though you knew about it, have a shichacha shogeg, velopshia.
You just forgot.
The fact that you forgot is.
The fact that you forgot.
Why is it not
brings this a case. Oh, okay. That's the question. Right. Why is this not pshia? Why is this not pshia?
Wait, that he forgot. You mean?
Yeah. Why don't you call the shogeg? Why do you call this type of? Why are you calling this shogeg?
Shogeg not pshia.
That's right. Why do you call this shogeg not pshia? Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I thought it was.
Huh?
I would have thought. It was
Rashi saying not.
Wait, who says that it's not?
I have something.
Oh. Yeah, let me. I don't think. So Jonas pointed out something important. I don't think in either case sleeping is the crucial factor, because the Gemara doesn't say sleeping. The Gemara just says on his lap. Could be that he sat down. It could be. Let's say both cases are a case where the guy sat down at the table. One case sat down at the table, and while he was sitting, someone else stuck a rock on his lap. I don't know.
Okay.
Some kids been playing with stones and stuck put a rock on his lap. He didn't know about it, right? That's one possible case. The other case is no. He has his own rock. He puts it on his lap. He just forgot about it. Totally forgot about it. So in the case where he gets up and doesn't check, and his own and the rock that's not his falls off, he says, "Oh no, you should have checked." And since he didn't check, that's your posheya. That's not onus kein geneva. That's not onus kein geneva. You're chayav for that. You're supposed to check. Maybe you had something there. Maybe you left something there. Now we're saying you put something there. You just forgot about it, and now you get up. And it causes damage. That's called shogeg.
Right. How does that make sense?
Now you're still gonna be chayiv for that. You're still gonna be chayiv for that. I'm not saying you're not chayiv.
I don't mind that. I mind that it's.
I just want to get to the yes, exactly.
When you forgot, than when someone else put it there.
Well, that's what I'm trying.
But you're supposed to always be checking.
Now again, this could be.
But toward the mandate that you have.
What I'm really getting at is that we have to try to distinguish between the definitions of pshia and the definition of shogeg. That's really what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So, Bina, we'll continue with this tomorrow, but I'm glad to see that it engendered a lot of excitement.